Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats, airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, the one that's having the blonde moment today, and my sexy chica Sierra Devi.
Yes, but you know, we just showed that we can do it, even in a tight spot. We can do it, and we can come back.
That's exactly what we did.
We came back.
Well, in that announcement, Angela, thank you so much for doing those announcements. You're absolutely fabulous and sexy, and you are the best at doing it. And in the announcement it says we're looking for morning shows. Okay, for those of you out there that would like to be on a morning show at Dollhouse Radio, make sure you pay attention to when you're, putting your show info in, unlike myself, and you'll screw something up. Very easy.
It's fun, but it's not all work. Or all fun, there's a little bit of work involved, and you have to be a little dedicated, and you kind of got to pay attention sometimes. And you have to know how to bounce back, because some of us can just bounce back.
And we did. Hey,
We nailed it. We nailed it. And that's what I have to say. We totally nailed it. We are back.
Right on the head. We are back, babies. Anyway, so we were starting to talk in the last little 15-minute section, not sex, but section of the show. And we were talking, Sierra and I were talking about, the difference of the single life, meeting somebody in the bar or meeting somebody on the internet. And there's, it's kind of a controversy between the two, because they're completely, totally separate worlds. Like, you could not compare the two. Because you've got one where you're meeting somebody face first, and if you're a good person reader, say you meet them in person at the bar, and if you're a good reader, you're going to know whether or not they're feeding you full of crapola. But if you meet somebody on the internet.
That's true, and it only takes you, if your reader's not broken, it takes you, I'd say at the longest, 3 minutes, at the shortest, about 50 seconds.
Yeah, me, it takes about 10
minutes. Me, it takes it depends on how much I've had to drink. It may take 10 seconds to 2 minutes. But trust me, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever, bye. It's long before I take you home.
Right? I know, and you're nicer than I am. I'm the mean girl when I'm
called. No, you just have you. Okay. In the immortal character on Big Bang Thinga, Bazinga, you're good. You come back with something that nobody. You just go. Even I would just have to fall out laughing. I wouldn't have anything to say. I'd be like, Bazinga.
Oh my gosh, we need to hashtag that. We totally need to hashtag
that. I'm sorry, Sheldon. I totally stole that from you, but it just fits so well.
That's okay, Sheldon. We will totally steal it from you. I will totally steal it from you. I'm okay with that. Oh my gosh. So we have
but
James
you are
online.
So
Let's
good
see.
With those. So.
Let's see what kind of crap James is going to flip me for.
Oh no.
James?
Hey,
Dad?
What's going
Dad?
On?
James?
Hello again.
Dad?
Hey, this is a great
Dad?
Show. You've been on the air for 36 minutes and everything's
okay,
been going
okay,
so great.
One.
Everything's been going
Dad
so great.
Look,
right
we
now.
Will come across this bar and beat your ass.
Oh, nice. A little S&M, nice.
We've got James Acevedo on the line, and he is
Ooh.
Our dad of the show. He's our papa. And he likes to make sure he bends us over and spanks us when we do something wrong. So you better
it's
have
a hard
one
job,
hell of a long arm.
So he's got
to
catch me first.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty quick for my age.
ditto.
But, ditto. Yes, watch Ghost and you understand what that line meant. Anyway. ditto. By the way, why couldn't you wait to say I love you to a hot-ass Demi Moore? I mean, are you serious? Like, you couldn't say I love you to Demi Moore. Like, really? Like, really, dude? Anyway.
Wait, who? I'm lost.
With Patrick
huh?
Swayze.
I missed
Patrick
something.
Swayze.
I missed something.
Oh, God. That movie was so long ago, I've literally forgotten about everything
wow.
except for the one iconic scene.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's not really
oh,
my type of
oh.
movie, so I'm not going to watch it more than once. Yeah, the whole pottery scene. After that, you know, yeah that was cool and sexy and everything. And Whoopi being, you know, really out there and crazy was funny. But, you know, that's not a movie I watch. I'm not a typical girl, okay? I don't watch those type of movies more than once.
Hey, I didn't say you were. I just remember it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm so not.
Now, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well, that's different.
And I hate spiders. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. That's different.
See, and
that's different.
Okay. You know the movie 300? I've watched that probably 300 times.
That's you know what? That's a
gee,
great movie.
I wonder
movie.
Why.
Great movie.
Well,
I haven't
no,
seen the new one yet, but it was a great movie.
I did see the new one. I did see the new one, and I only watched.
I haven't
it
seen
three
the new one yet. I want to.
Yeah, I only watched it 3 times instead of 300. It's not as good as the first one.
Okay, didn't you
I
find
didn't.
The guy in there like kind of uber hot? It was like okay. I can see this is not real because I know who he is, but
yes.
kind of
right.
uber hot. It was uber
yes,
hot.
He was so sexy.
I get so
see, yeah, this
hot
is what you get for talking girl stuff with girls.
Yes,
hot.
I bet he has a long schlong. Mm.
And this is the difference between meeting somebody in a bar and meeting them online. Men get to steer the conversation when they're online, but not so much when you're in the bar.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And not, okay.
Really, think about it.
Here's the thing. Okay, so
well,
let me
the bar,
ask
the
two of you. Okay, James.
Go ahead.
James, I'm
yes.
asking you this first. Okay, what have you done, like, socially meeting? Have you met in the bar and found it more interesting that way, or have you been on a dating site and you met somebody and you have an interesting story? Like, which is for you... Have you done, or have you done both? Did you like both? Like, I want to hear James' take. Come on, give it to me, James.
Oh, okay. Say it again, Sammy. Give it to me. You said? Okay. All right. Well.
Well, with me, you're gonna have to do it online because I'm
yeah,
on.
Well,
the West Coast,
yeah, yeah.
On
which?
Coast,
we,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll make sure we promote that again.
We'll talk about that later.
So obviously, when you so obviously. When you see a face like mine, of course I went to social media, and I met certain women online.
I love this old self-deprecating thing. You know he's full of it, right?
Right.
Insane. He's completely full of it. He doesn't even believe it.
Self-deprecating
this.
Is cool.
So he's
okay.
already started off with lies.
As, well, thank you. But
he's already
anyway,
started off with lies.
In other words, Sierra got her monthly check. So that's why she's saying this. Anyway.
Hey, look. Oh, my God. Annie's mean.
She got her monthly check.
I'm trying to say you're cute. You're always talking about how ugly you are. Oh, my God. So,
I'm messing around. Relax. Relax.
Fine.
I'm messing around.
Fine.
But thank you. Thank you. But so I actually, yes, I have gone to social media, and I've had a lot of interesting stories when I've done this. It's amazing when the whole.
Well, but have you dated anybody from meeting them online? Is that what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you have? Oh, you have? Oh.
Of course.
Oh, so you.
I've had.
So you doinked somebody after meeting them offline?
When I.
Are you an online. Wait, are you an online doinker or a bar doinker?
Well, I've done neither in a long time. Let's put this out there. I haven't done this in a long time. Let me put that disclaimer. James Acevedo
right.
has not done this in a long time, which means a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right. We don't want to. Okay, girlfriend, girlfriend. We don't want to make your girlfriend mad. He is safe. He has not done that in a long time.
So this.
Sorry,
this,
I had to put my dog in.
Uh-oh. As long as you say you didn't have to put it out, you know, we don't want that. We don't want that now. Because people have said,
oh,
everybody from all the organizations, you didn't want to do it. No, let it out.
Know,
hey,
I know.
I said I was going to put mine in the freezer because that damn thing shut the hell up.
Hey, it's hot over there, 75 degrees, like you said, trying to throw
That's
it in our face every 2 seconds.
The damn freezer. Freezer damn mouth shut. I was tired.
So, yeah.
No harm came to any animal during the airing of this
That's
show.
That's right. Okay, let me make
no
this
harm.
Disclaimer. Nobody on Dollhouse Radio hurts animals or even thinks of hurting animals. All
no.
here on Dollhouse Radio love animals and have pets
yes.
of our own.
Well, we're not in charge of what you think. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Do
I
not do
four
it.
I have dogs, and I have not hurt any one of them. Okay, anywho. So
what was that last?
Okay, back to the dating. Okay, the
yes,
dating.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So, do you guys prefer online dating, meeting somebody either, you know, which I
wait a minute, did we ever get James' response?
No, I didn't get my response. I was.
Oh,
no, you know, you have to remember, he's really good at deflecting. He deflects.
I am not
forget.
Deflecting, my
so,
dear.
It's
you should know me
ADD.
By now.
It's our ADD at kicks in.
No,
I got that.
No. He knew I wouldn't forget. So let's get back to the first one.
That's
what is
fine.
Your experience? Because I want to hear
got,
it.
I got no problem telling you, honey.
Okay.
I got no problem.
Some tea.
Trust me. I spilled some tea. Let's get some hot sugar and let's spill the tea on this one. Yes. So those days. Well, they were days when I have. Met women. I even
TikTok,
go back to when I...
TikTok.
I'm about to say.
Spit it out, James. We want to hear
yes,
this.
I have.
Yeah, you've been deflecting for like 20 minutes. Come on.
I'm not deflecting. Yes, I have met women not only online, but also the old school way of over the phone when you used to
okay,
leave
Okay, and
ad.
What is your what's your funniest experience?
My funniest experience? Gee, I got to think of that one. Well,
or
I remember Nadia. One time... Okay, I got one. I remember one time going out of my way to New Jersey, because that's how horny I was. I went out of my way to go to New Jersey thinking I was going to get laid. And I, meanwhile, now mind you, when you do this stuff, you're not thinking.
Wait a minute. How did you meet this person online? Because you didn't meet him in a bar thing in there.
No. Well, you're talking about internet, so I'm telling you. Well, this was actually over the phone.
Okay, so we're doing
this,
internet. You had a choice.
Thing.
Okay, we're like, yeah, you, wow.
We're talking
People
about 20 years ago.
The internet.
Yeah, I'm just a horny bastard. So I
haven't even
I,
met you yet, and you're already trying to come over and have sex. Damn. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, this is my
wait
mind.
A second, Let's reiterate here. Now, you met this person over the internet. Now, was this a dating site or was this a social media site?
Okay, well, this even goes back. This was when you do it over the phone, you leave a ad.
You mean when
you
they
had
MySpace?
Not even before that.
No,
this is what
you're talking about way before. Yeah, you would leave an ad, and people would
yep.
call the phone and get all your
yep.
ads and just go through
wow.
a scroll of ads.
Yes.
And then you
yes.
get this 800 number call all of a sudden.
Oh, so James
it was called,
you're going
now.
Way back.
Okay.
This
was
internet
like,
was big.
It was called, like, Night Flirt or whatever the hell it was called.
Oh, yeah,
this.
I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
It would come
shot.
On at 3 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning.
So you hear like, well, I am interested in your ad, and I would like to meet you, da-da-da. This is where I live. So, you know, being horny as I was like, okay. So I go cross the Hudson River.
Okay, first of all, wait a minute. I got to ask. Did you you heard her message back, but did you bat her to call back first?
Well,
yeah,
of course we talked. I'm trying to get to
okay,
the
you talked. Okay, that's
yeah,
what I wanted to know.
Yeah, of course we talked.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked,
cool.
And she sounded feminine, so I was like, okay, that's a check.
Okay,
oh,
no.
And
all
were
right.
we all doing phone sex? Were you phone sexing?
No. It was a regular conversation. Okay. I mean, I don't remember
okay,
the actual
conversation. Okay, regular
conversation,
and he thought he was going to get some booty. Regular
okay.
conversation.
Well, let's remember.
Over the river and through the woods, to the girl's house he goes.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The Easter Bunny's here. Hooray. Okay, so I skipped to my loo on a bus and went over there. And then when you do these things, you're not really thinking about, well, this could be a setup. This could be this could be that. But
uh-huh.
you're just thinking about I'm going to get laid. I mean, as a man's point of view anyway. So,
okay,
well,
I've never thought this. So
that's what I'm saying, man's point of view.
That's what men think. Okay.
So then right. I found her house. And she looked all right, but then I find out that the woman's pregnant.
Oy, Malanta.
And I'm like,
and it's
oh
not even
my
your
God.
Baby.
Yeah, not only that, but she still seems like the baby's daddy. I'm like, what?
Wait, no,
oh,
he was there when you got there?
No.
Pregnant
thank
women
God.
Are horny, too. Hey, pregnant
yeah.
women.
Oh, you know,
horny.
This. Okay, see, this goes with the whole anonymous thing. She wasn't trying to get a relationship, she was trying to just get some fun that night.
She wanted.
Yeah, well,
she just wanted some dick. She just wanted dick. That's it.
Well, this is
and
this
he
is
wanted
the thing.
JJ.
And this is before Craigslist and the internet.
Yeah,
well, he wanted
yeah,
some
well,
of JJ. But this
yeah.
is before the intercourse. This is the intercourse before the internet and Craigslist and all that other stuff where you can just go pregnant, want some dick. You know.
You know what's funny? This is not the first time I had a pregnant woman attracted to me. This is so weird. But anyway, so right. So
maybe
I don't know what that says about me. It goes to show you. I'm telling you. It's a face only a pregnant woman could love. I'm telling you. So anyway. So I'm
I
will
remember
house.
This is a Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, right. If it was, I just left. So I'm in this girl's house. She's pregnant. She's still seeing the baby daddy. I'm thinking, I got to get the hell out of here. So I hung out for like a little bit. Then I was like, oh, you know, I got to go, you know. I'll talk to you some other time. So I just left. Of course, I never saw her again. I was like, no way I was seeing her again. Because I, you know,
well,
no way I was going to put.
Did she tell you, okay, before you went over there, did she tell you that she was pregnant?
Nope.
Oh, so she's one of them. She's a liar.
Okay, and of course, you had never seen a picture of her either.
I had to take a chance. Well, this is over the phone. This is not internet. Well, even on internet, they could put a fake picture.
See, this is where guys and girls split. I'm not going
right,
to see somebody
right.
just because I've talked to you on the phone.
But
I need
saying,
at least
exactly.
a picture. At least.
But that's what I'm saying. I told you. I was.
And even if I don't have a picture, then we're meeting in a public place where
yes.
everybody can see during daylight.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You gotta remember.
The things that men will do
but
that women won't.
Learn.
There's
so
not
James,
enough alcohol to make me pop
yes.
up at your house in the middle of the night and I don't know what you look like. Even if I know what you look like, if I've never met you before.
So, James, darling, what did you take away from that experience?
What did you learn from this?
Yeah,
absolutely nothing, because when the internet blew up, I still did the same shit. Matter of fact, my current girlfriend I met on the phone. It was the same thing, the phone thing, but she's way prettier. And way better than this other one.
Look at my picture first, right?
No, but this you gotta remember, this is the phone. You gotta understand, this is the phone. This is not.
Oh my God, we gotta drag you into the 21st century.
No, but this is then. No, this was back 12 years ago. This is like 12 years ago.
Oh,
honey,
we even
gotta drag you into the 70s when people don't meet people over the phone. Maybe it's meet people.
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to. See, you stirring shit. I'm gonna choke you. You stirring shit. No, I have spent. On internet.
We have to stir shit up, James. Come on now.
I know.
Come on, we have to stir it up. We have.
I'm king.
Okay,
sister.
I'm sorry. We have
sir.
To because, you know, it's called cocktail hour for a reason. If we were sitting
yes.
in a bar, I'd be
yes.
laughing at you right now.
What
a shock that is.
Oh, you know, I would have so much fun with James right now. If we were all sitting
oh
in a bar
God.
Right now, I would dare him to do so many things. Like,
I'd be laughing so hard I'd be crying at this moment. God, that girl just would not stop. And I'm a big out laugher. So everyone would be like, what is so funny that she cannot stop laughing over there?
And I'm not even naked, so imagine that.
Oh, my God.
You really laugh. So
I think I just lost 3 pounds laughing.
Well, I'm here.
I just gained another ab, so I'm good.
My self-deprecating humor continues. So the life of that I had. So, yeah, no, but as I've grown older and when I was consistently getting some, I mm-hmm. got smarter. Once I was getting the punani on a regular, then I got smarter. See, uh-huh. back in those punani. Days, I wasn't getting laid like that. So, in other words, I was desperate.
You say that, but you mentioned current girlfriend over the phone, so.
Yes. But, no, I'm saying, but back then when I used to just meet somebody, you know, if I just had mm-hmm. the ad and, oh, you want to meet, I would just do it. I was out of my mind. You know, I was out of my mind.
Right.
I would just, you know, now I wouldn't even do that. Like, I would at least, okay, now I have to meet you somewhere.
No one
like
gives
out
their
public.
Cell phone.
Right.
Now we're talking here. We Skype
do,
now. We Skype. We Skype. Hey, you look nice. Okay. Hey,
you know
how you doing? How you doing?
Thing.
See, it's
someone
like
thing.
You I'm worried about.
But,
go ahead. Oh, go ahead, James.
No, but I've learned as I've grown older, and like I said, when I've had sex on a regular basis, then, you know, you get smarter. You think with the head on top and not the head in the bottom.
No, you don't. And you're a man. No, you don't.
No, but you know what I'm – no, well, me, I have more, you know, I can control that a little more now.
Which
back
head?
Then, I was like a crack fiend. I need to get my next six. I'm jonesing. I have to.
Oh, my God.
You know, but now
so,
I'm much better.
I could
I'm much
into a totally different realm of conversation, which I'm not going to. This could totally go down a different road. I really
let's
deep,
do this. We
deep.
Want ratings, damn it. Let's do this.
Did you wear protection when you went and met these chicas that you met off the
okay.
telephone that you never even saw a picture
okay.
of?
But this is the thing.
Did you
see,
stick your cock in a vagina without protection? I want to know right now, James.
I'm ooh. Maury wants to know. Okay, this is what this is.
I
this,
want
this,
to know.
This is what makes the story so much sadder. I never got laid doing this. I didn't get
I
laid.
Don't believe you. I think we need a lie detector, Sierra.
Sierra,
we need a lie detector.
Bring in the guy from Maury's show. I'm telling you right now. I am not the father. I'm telling you right now. You bring him in, and I'm telling you, I did not
get
laid.
I, you know, you've got pregnant women wanting to meet you, so I'm a little
but nothing happened.
You know, concerned here for you, James.
But nothing happened.
We might
That's
have little
it.
Baby James is running around
no,
everywhere.
No, trust me.
I had a feeling you probably didn't get laid.
Gee, what made you thought of that, Sierra? Me saying it over and over again?
Well, no, I figured from the very beginning of the whole story you probably didn't. I mean, because it's the way it just started. I mean,
yep. See, Sierra knows me very well. Yep, you're absolutely right. See? Yep, she knows. She knows when. Yeah, the reason I bring up the story is because it's a sad ending.
I didn't even catch the
sad.
Whole thing. There was a whole catch 52 to that one.
Yes, yes, Sierra. Yeah. You get a gold star for that.
Oh, I hate you.
No, that's good. You know me very well. That's what it is. And I had a lot of those, you know.
Oh,
I told
no.
You.
I see, that's the part I don't believe. That you just
what?
Like to give us the bad ones.
Oh,
you know
I,
we're going to laugh.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones
all right,
in between
yeah.
there. I don't
okay.
believe it.
Well, trust me, I've had some good ones. Very rare,
see?
But I've had some good ones.
Yeah. You have?
I knew it.
Have you?
Uh-huh. Really? Those are the ones to keep close to the belt.
Oh.
You know what it is sometimes? You know what it is? You don't... Okay, but this is the truth. I've have failed more than I've succeeded.
Well, that's
but,
everybody.
But you learn from your failures.
Oh, yeah.
But you learn from your failures, and that's how you succeed.
Yes, you do.
And
yes,
everything in life.
That's exactly true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, that's why I'm saying when I got older, you know, it was much like, okay, for a perfect example, there was a time in between when I wasn't seeing my lady at the time that I did the same thing with the phone thing, right? But then when I met, when I saw her, this is what I did, I swear to God. I was at, I forgot that spot in downtown Brooklyn, that Junior's. I was by Junior's, that famous spot, you know, where you get, I forgot the specialty there. I can't believe I forgot the specialty.
Obviously,
it's just the one with the funny face.
It must be vagina.
No. Well, that's all. Besides that. No, it's for, what you call it, cheesecake. They're famous for their cheesecake.
Oh, okay, so this is
Junior's,
okay.
Downtown Brooklyn.
It's a very famous New York place near the park.
Yes. So I told her she's
always
fast.
You have to stand outside for hours.
Yeah. So I've been in there. It's a diner, though, but you get to eat everything.
Yeah, it's a diner, but the strawberry cheesecake is the best. But you got to stand outside for hours.
Yeah,
don't be hungry when
you
get there.
So check this out. So I talked to her. We talked for a few times. You know, it wasn't just one time. And she sounded mad good. Here we go with the voice again. And she was a personal trainer. I thought, oh, personal trainer. Okay. So in my mind, okay, personal trainer. How many women do you know are ugly being personal trainers? Okay. Blah, 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 blah. So I thought, okay, we're going to meet there. See, out in public. See, I learned my lesson. You meet out in public, right?
Right.
I said, okay.
You know, it only takes one bad time to realize that meeting in public is always a good idea first.
Yes.
Or meeting for coffee is always a good idea first.
Yes.
Right?
So,
always.
Now the only mistake I did was I told her, okay, this is what I'm going to be wearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting outside. She told me how she looked.
She's going to be wearing first.
No, I asked her too. No, trust me, I asked that. Of course I did. So then I'm waiting, and I noticed this woman with sunglasses on, and I'm looking at her. I'm noticing she's looking around. I go, oh, my God, this is her. And I was not feeling what I was seeing. So I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, but I told her what I was wearing. So she's going to spot me out. Yo, she looked dead at me. I swear to God, she looked dead at me, and she still didn't know it was me. So I was like, okay, good, good. I said, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk away, go back on the bus, and go home. And, yo, she was calling. To this day, I don't know what those messages were, but I can imagine they were scathing voicemails. I can imagine.
That's
I can imagine, but, hey, she looked nasty. Maybe it was the sunglasses that made her look bad, but I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. I was like, look,
no,
I'm not going to put myself in that situation.
I think it's one of those things where back in the day when the online, or well, it wasn't online, the newspaper dating ad scene was a little crazy. Now it's very interesting. We went from crazy.
It's a lot more interesting. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I was single, this was my thing. When I had joined a couple of dating sites, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. I'm tired of being single. I'm going to see if it works. And I'm going to tell all you out there that did meet me, you guys are freaking idiots. The ones that actually met me, because it was like I was a dude. It was like, no, seriously, it was like I was a dude meeting women because their pictures did not, you know, match their
When it's like, wait a minute. You look at it, or sometimes you look at a picture and you go, wow, why does this look familiar? And you realize that this is taken from somewhere else that I know.
Right.
Or I might even know the person
that
they're showing.
But I did learn one lesson after I met one guy that told me that he was 6'2" and he shows up in this big-ass truck with these big-ass tires and he jumps out and he's like 5'2" and not 6'2".
Oh, wow.
And here, you know, and I wear 6-inch heels and I'm like, and he's looking at me, he's like, oh, wow, you're so tall. I'm like, yeah, I've got big shoes on today. But I was nice. I held my composure. Went in, had drink, and the guy was totally, like, he was great. He paid for all the drinks and everything and was fine. But obviously there was no chemistry there because even though belly buttons match, when you lay down together, belly buttons always match.
Yeah.
You just have, you know, a different length of other things somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I really felt bad for the guy because I just looked at him and I said, dude. I said, the last thing you want to do is lie to a woman.
That much about your age. A whole foot is a huge difference.
I may
not notice a half a foot, but a whole foot?
Right.
I'm going to really notice the difference.
You.
I'm going to really be disappointed. And I'm going
to
wait for more lies now.
And if I warn you and tell you that I'm going to have anywhere from 4 to 6.5, 7-inch heels on, you better
right.
be prepared, and you better be very confident in yourself, because otherwise you're going to be let down really quickly. Because I'll tell if I see a guy that I go to meet for a date, well, used to, and if I see a guy that has low self-esteem, I will totally call you out on it. Like, I'd be like, why are you so down on yourself? Because I've met hot guys. You know, guys that they
I'm the same way. I hate to admit it. I will come out and say, I'm like, why are you so down on yourself? It's not very sexy at all.
Yeah.
It's not attractive. Stop constantly downing yourself. It's just not attractive, you know.
Right.
I mean, you can make fun of yourself to a point, but after a while, it's just like, ugh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I supposed to think a whole lot of you when you're constantly downing yourself?
Absolutely.
Right. So this was my cure to the line daters. I set up just a Skype account. This is when I lived in Washington State. So if you guys are going to try and find me on Skype, that's only for, you know, paid video sessions, so don't think I'm going to go meet you or date you. that's
damn
only
it.
For video sessions.
Yeah.
Damn
Scratch
it.
That off.
Damn it, James.
Scratch that off.
Damn it, James.
Right.
But that's what I did. I actually made guys set up when they would come through that singles website. I would make them set up a Skype account, and I'd say, hey, well, let me see you live, because I don't want to put myself in danger if I'm going
somewhere.
That's a
great
idea.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
any of you out
idea.
There, any of you out there that want to, you, that are looking to do these dating sites, and you're worried that the male or female or transgender, whatever you're meeting, you,
ew,
hey,
ew, thank God that happened to me.
Hey, everybody's got a preference. Everybody has a preference.
That guy didn't get that surprise. I would have been like, ah!
Hey, here's a fun one. I actually met this guy, and he did the Skype thing with me, and so I knew it was him, and it was, you know, and he was yummy. I was like, okay, this is going to happen, you know, but I'm a stickler. I told the guy, so you have to get a test before I'll even meet you, because I don't just like fuck with just condoms. I'm like, you gotta be clean.
Well, doesn't it go
and
past
so,
dating when you already start doing that in Skype? I think. This
no,
is
I'm,
again, I'm the old-fashioned one, so.
But I'm weird. But Sierra, you know me. I'm just different.
I love you.
You know,
because at this point
I'm
we're
different.
Hooking up.
Yeah, but to me, I'm just like, well, because I'm thinking to myself, if I'm horny and I want to get some yummies going on, then condoms are not just going to cut it. And if we've been talking through Skype and whatever for a while, then you show me, you send me that email. I see that you've been tested. Okay, fine. We're going to, like, totally get it.
Okay, so, well, but it's already known that, look, we're not dating. We're just hooking up, though. There's a difference,
yeah, that's right?
Right.
Exactly. And I always
that can
make
get
that clear.
I think that can get confused online, where I don't think it gets so much confused when you're meeting someone in a bar. It's look, I don't even know your name anymore, so we're just hooking up. So it's kind of like a faster thing and probably more safe.
True.
You know, doing it online.
Well, definitely.
If you're going to do that.
Oh, definitely.
You're right.
Definitely.
We know exactly where the boundaries are at this point.
You're right.
Right. So here's the thing, though. This is the funny part of the story. So I had talked to this guy online for, I don't know, 2-3 weeks. You know, like I said, this is back when I lived in Washington. So this is like 5-6 years ago. And so go meet the dude. And I show up and I was like, hey, you know, bring one of your boys with you. I said, because I've got my girlfriend that I got to pick up on my way, because it was just a protective kind of thing. I was like, I always brought somebody with me, always. So he doesn't.
You know what? When I was dating, I was the same way. I never went someplace on my own. I always took a girlfriend with me, especially if it's the first date.
Yeah.
You take a girlfriend with you just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case anything, you know, you never know. It's a first date. You never know you never know how crazy they might be. Google can only tell you so much.
That's
why women are smarter.
Boy. Right?
Google will
tell
you so much.
No kidding. Yeah, the psycho music doesn't come on when you Google somebody. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the psycho in that person does not come out. That's why you bring
a
friend.
Too bad it's not like real life when you're here in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. But no, he didn't show up with a dude. He showed up with a girl. And I was
that's
like,
weird.
Yeah, right? And I
and
was
not
like,
cool.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Showing up with
like,
another guy would have been cool, and the girl is not cool.
Right?
What's up with that?
And I'm like, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking to myself. I looked at my girlfriend and I said, all right. I was like, all right, girly, we can take this one of two ways. Either we're going to have a threesome with me, you, and the other chica, or this man is just going to have to, like, take all three of us on and we can see how his stamina is. So,
lucky bastard.
He's trying to establish the fact that he has a lot of girlfriends and you're not going to be the only one. So he's establishing that from the beginning. So you just walk away.
Well, no, so I
cordially, she's going to be in your relationship all the time if you have any kind of relationship.
Well, no, I cordially sat down with me and my girlfriend, and here's this person and his chica. And honestly, I mean, she had a great body, but she wasn't hot. And to me, it's like, if you're going to show up, you better bring one hot mofo chica, because I ain't even going to consider anything.
Or be more into you than him.
Right, right, exactly. So,
because that's how girls are.
Well, I think the girl at the time, I kind of felt bad for her, because when she saw me and my friend, she was like, oh. Like that look when you
oh, yeah, I know that look.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, wow.
I got that
look.
Yeah, I got that look.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, these two are still dating, and they're swingers. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna play this game. I know how to play these things.
Yeah.
And so I said to him, I said, hey, you know, it's so nice to meet both of you, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep everything to both of you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm like totally nice until I bartended way too long. So it's like I know how to approach the woman and the man at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You always
that
have
is
respect
key.
For both. It is key. So to all of you out there, bartenders, focus on both couples. Or both people in the party, not just
people,
the one.
Focus on both.
Yeah.
Focus on everything.
And so,
if you're trying to get in there, yeah, focus on both.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I looked at both of them, and I was like, huh. I'm like, this is so nice. It's so nice to meet you, yada, yada, yada. First thing that comes out of his mouth is, so why don't we have a couple drinks and we go back to our place? We got a drink. I was like, literally looked at my girlfriend, and I said, did he just say that? I'm like, did he just really say that?
You know what he just, you know what that means when he says it? Oh, let's cut the bullshit talking. Let's get to action.
You know what I'm really, you know what I'm really hearing? This is the first time she's given me a pass, and she said she would try this, so I came upon the first person I can think of, or first person I met, you know what I mean? She finally gave us the okay on a threesome, so this is what I've decided to do. Because this is what turned me on.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting time. I told the couple, I said, hey, I said, let's have, you know, a bite to eat, a couple cocktails, and, you know, we'll just leave it at that for right now, and I'll get to know both of you a little bit. And then after everything was done, the dinner and the drinks, I said, hey, would you mind walking me out to my car, the dude? And so we walk out there, and I said, hey, darling, I said, go ahead and lose my phone number. I said, disrespect is not in my profile.
Yeah, this is never going to happen.
You
did that with eloquent. That was eloquent.
No, you know what I should have said?
Very
nice. I should have said,
very nice.
If you're going to bring a butter face, make sure that it's worthy, because I am worthy
of
that.
And
there's
the mean Sammy.
There you go.
That's
I thought you got away without the mean Sammy. There's the mean Sammy.
I know. Mean Sammy came out. Mean Sammy. But that's what I should have said. You know, if you're going to be stupid enough to show up to meet me, and you're going to bring some other chica with you, and she's not hotter than me, or at least, you know.
I'm not saying that I'm like,
I'm not saying that I'm, you know, because I'm not like that. You guys know that I'm very, very modest. I'm not that girl.
I'm very modest.
But at least,
as you can tell.
I'm like, come on, bring me a goddamn hot. Bring me Sierra. Don't bring me a butterface. All right.
Oh.
I want a sexy,
girl. I made the list.
Oh, you are. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You are so sexy. Oh, she is sexy. She is. And you know what makes her sexier? No, you know what makes her even more sexy? Is her personality and how amazing.
Oh, God, you guys are making me blush now.
That's true.
This is not fair.
That's
you're going to be smiling
that's
just like all day long. It's like the back on the treadmill after I spent 2 hours on it this morning. Now that I work out some sexual tension.
Well, we can talk about work working out because I have to work out so much before my surgery, and I'm hating every day of this. Like, it does suck. I'm just like, man, really? But my at least my arms will look good, you know, after the surgery. And my tits will look good, so whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have to take you. I'm trying to work off some weight before I go on vacation. And
yeah.
I've got like a month and a half to do it. Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to eat, like, anything for a month and a half. I'm on, like, salads and green stuff and working out three times a day.
Protein, James.
Okay, I'll put some protein. I'll put some protein in there, all right.
Oh, I think you're going to say, help her out with the protein? No problem. I'll give her my
protein.
I'll give her my protein. Not a problem. All natural, too.
Completely organic.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
You know,
I
you know with women, seriously, with women like you, it's harder because you two could cook your asses off, and you both of you don't really eat your own cooking, but yet it's so yummy and delicious. So how do you, like... How
I didn't say I don't eat my cooking. I eat
the hell out of my cooking. I just don't eat it when you're eating it. Like later on at night after you're asleep, then I go and get a half a plate. You know, I'm just like, you know, that was good. Because you know, when you, Sammy, you have the same problem like me. When you've been cooking all day, you're not hungry when the food gets off the. For some reason, it makes you full.
Right.
But then three hours
you,
later,
like,
after I put all the dishes away and everything's done, then I want some.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, I made one kick-ass Mongolian chicken dinner last night.
Ooh,
it was so good. But I will say, I made it a little too spicy. My mouth is on fire. Like,
muy fuego.
I'm telling you, I felt like a dragon came
muy
by
caliente.
And just like,
muy caliente.
It was beyond muy caliente.
How much
like,
sriracha
on.
Did you put in there? You put a lot of sriracha in there, didn't you? You
can't no,
get carried away with the sriracha.
No, it wasn't sriracha. No, it wasn't sriracha. It was
caliente chica.
No. I have fresh ground peppers that I grow, like hot peppers.
That's
and
worse.
So Yeah, I'm right.
It hits
and
you
my
after,
dumb
it hits your stomach. You don't even taste it. It just hits your stomach. You're like, whoa, that's kind of hot.
Hey.
Yeah, and then the next day, you're like, did I really do that last night? Are you flipping kidding me? Did that just happen? But no, I was like having a good old time. Because, you know, like I said earlier, the husband's gone for the week, like, you know, doing thing, working. And so I made a jello.
I was going to say something gross. The one great thing about having somebody away for the week.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going
to
be a guy right now.
Don't worry about it. Yeah,
I'm gonna
we're
be a
totally
guy
turning
right
into
now.
Dudes right now.
You can fart under
totally
the covers.
I totally understand where y'all coming from. That's
you can totally fart under the covers. You just, like, just let it rip.
I do that every
like,
day.
I'm home alone. Nobody cares. Even the dog and the cats are looking at you funny.
Oh,
you're like, what the hell was that?
God.
Been holding that for 4 years, dude.
Oh, 7 in the morning.
Waiting for years to do that.
Oh my God, you are flipping hilarious.
And then I'm like, where is this cat coming from? Jesus Christ.
I'm just
Yeah, I'm like, damn, I didn't. What the
been
hell?
Blaming on the dog for like 3 years now. So
yeah. Like, come on now. Yeah, be like, come on, really, doggy?
Really, it's the dog.
Oh my gosh, no, I was just trying to like make a yummy dinner, and I made all these jello shots, and we had yummy cocktails.
Oh my God, you're fun at home.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. I'm so much fun at home. It's disgusting. It like. Sometimes I get sick of myself because it's too much fun. I'm just like, really? Can I have some boringness come into my life? And then my neighbors show up, and I'm like, oh, great. Boring just showed up.
That's what, exactly. That's what
I'm saying. Because I throw out all the junk food, something but good stuff. Everything gets all wholesome. Even the dog hates me. I wear him out. So, yeah, Dad's at home right now. You're making me exercise. We're getting up early in the morning and actually running.
Right.
Oh, he's asleep by 8 o'clock when I'm done with him.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Please, Daddy, come home.
So let's do this, because I actually have to run. I have to go pick up my daughter here in a few minutes. So, James, thank you.
Ma'am.
You're absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much.
So
No problem.
I want you to give us a shout out for your show on Friday because, you know, you and Alana are just like killing it. So come on, give us your shout out.
I always give you a shout out not only on Fridays but every day, especially on Twitter. And I want to say once again, last week was my 100th podcast, my Benchwoman Show podcast. I want to thank you ladies for participating in it. It was one of my highest downloaded shows I ever did. So I thank you all for that. Thanks to your, you ladies. You know?
No, I meant your shout out.
Yeah, we're
like
happy 100.
Yes.
His show.
101 coming up.
So since James didn't totally get what I just said, you can catch James live every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern.
I heard it too.
I knew what you were saying. I just wanted to throw that in there. It's a great compliment.
Toot his own horn, you know.
All right.
I know.
All right.
Friday is the Best Woman's Live Show. Yes, me and Alana. And this week we're going to have Alana Evans. And this week we're going to have the Download's own Lola Lane stopping in to say, what's up?
Yeah, I just saw that, too.
So the Download co-hosts are finally going to be on at the same time. That's going to be interesting.
Yay.
Yeah, that's kind of
fun.
Yeah, especially for
that's
me.
That's going to be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, yes, go ahead.
And your Twitter, hello.
Oh, of course. If you want to follow my crazy ass and see what I'm up to with all my shows that I host, co-host, produce, create, whatever, et cetera, et cetera, you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. That's at YankeeMan1973. You never know what I'm going to say because I'm unfiltered and I'm real and I'm fun. And I'm not bad looking.
We're all unfiltered.
Sierra approved. Which now I can die in peace. I am Sierra approved. Go ahead.
You are. Yes. Oh, my God.
I can die happy.
And sexy Sierra, take it away with all your shout-outs there, mama.
Okay, well, I don't really have that many. I will say this. You can now find me on thedownlowlive.com. Blah. First time I've ever had to say it.
Yes.
Thedownlowlive.com. You can find me there from now on. You can ask your questions, listen to the radio show. And then you can also find me here on Dollhouse Radio every Friday night at 11 p.m. with my hosts, Lola Lane and Alana Evans. And if you miss our show, then you can always come to thedownlowlive.com. So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Oh, also, we're on Twitter at Download Live. You know, so we're there. Just use Download Live, and we're there.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
24/7.
I tried. I really did.
I love it. Love it. Love it. So I want to give a couple shout outs here before we log off. And actually, I'm gonna end the show with Miss Alana Evans, one of her yummy songs because I just adore her. She's so stinking
me
cute.
Too.
But this upcoming Thursday, I will be back here live on Dollhouse Radio from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern for the webcamming with Sammy and Sage. And our guest this week is Miss Velvet Sky. And if you haven't seen her on Twitter, I'm going to tweet her pics and everything out tomorrow morning. She's at Velvet, S-K-Y-E, at Velvet Sky. She is a MILF webcam model up in Canada. So, hey, check her out.
No, it's A.
A.
Yeah,
A.
Well, I'm doing the
A. Webcam A.
Obviously. A. And then also, for those of you that have not voted for me yet, not only am I going to kick your ass. I know you did.
Oh, no.
Go vote for me, everybody.
Ass kicking.
At adultwebcamawards.com /Sammy Brooks. I've been nominated for the top MILF webcam model for 2015.
Send me the link
so I can
nominate you. Send me the link.
Yeah.
I will, sexy mama. And follow them on Twitter also, at adultcamawards. And there's going to be so much yumminess coming. This is their very first annual webcam awards show at the Luxor Hotel, January 15th. 2016. Yeah, so it's going to be amazing. It's like, and it's all about webcam models. That's why I'm so stoked about this. It's
nice.
Like finally as webcam models have a little avenue to run into, which will be great. So, yeah, after all that, I love you guys, James. Thanks for tuning into the show and giving us
I love you too, Sammy. And I love you too, Sierra.
Sierra.
I love you all too.
And I guess I'm signing off.
Yes. And I love you back.
All right.
Like Martin said, and I love you back.
Too funny. All right, so we're going to end the show with our sexy girl, Lana Evans, who is the co-host of the Benchwarmers Live Show every Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern here only on Dollhouse Radio, and it's live. Make sure you check her out. She's sexy, and James is hot and fun. And this
that's
week
right.
they're going to have to... Yeah, that's right, that's right.
That's right.
So,
keep
right,
it real.
You sexy peeps, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.
Later. Ladies and tomatoes. Bye, everybody. Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay.